Hey, this is Jersey Drozd of the Art and Story Podcast, artandstorypodcast.com. Just got a question from a listener that I wanted to tackle really quickly about light tables. I was asked if I use a light table. No, I do not. However, Mark does use a light box, which is a smaller version of a light table. And what is its purpose? How do you use it in comics? Well, the way Mark uses it is he tends to pencil all of his pages very loosely. And he does it on loose sheets of typing paper, computer paper. And in order to transfer that to Bristol for inking, he'll often throw a piece of Bristol over top of the typing paper on his light box and do a more refined version of his pencils on the Bristol for inking purposes. And the reason he does this, we've covered this in past Art and Story podcasts, is it allows him to have less erasing on the actual Bristol, so the final piece of art is much more clean and refined than what you would get if you did the, you know, the loose pencils and all the loose blocking and thumbnailing actually on the Bristol. So that's one way of approaching it. What I like to do is I like to scan my pencils. I also pencil a lot of the time on loose typing paper, and then I scan it in and I print out the blue on the Bristol and ink on that. And both ways are valid. As I've often said before, there's no right or wrong way to do anything in comics, providing you get the results that you want. But you have to ask yourself, do you want the final art to be something you can turn around and sell to people? If so, you may want to get a light box. If you are more worried about the final product and not so concerned about the original artwork, then, you know, maybe you don't need a light table. Maybe you just use a scanner and print out the Bristol. Now, all that said, my method tends to be a little bit more potentially expensive in the long run, because that means you need to get a good scanner. It means you have to get a printer that can print onto Bristol. And it means that you need image editing software in order to do that. If you're just doing a comic where you are taking it to Kinko's and photocopying the pages and collecting it that way, then maybe a light box would be for you. And you, Mark's method means that he doesn't actually have to go to the computer if he doesn't want to, if he wanted to hand letter all of his pages. You could just do that all in the light box. So that's a quick little overview of the pros and cons of each. If you have any more questions, feel free to contact me, artandstory@gmail.com, all spelled out, no ampersand, or just go to the Art and Story Podcast site, artandstorypodcast.com. So thanks, this has been Jersey. Okay, bye.